Okay. Today is Daf Lamed Gimel. We are on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. Am I correct? Right. Five lines to the bottom. Etan Rabbanan. Etan Rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'chassid echad. We had one pious, righteous individual. Shai mispalel b'derech. He was davening on the road. Bos arechad. Famous story. So a certain general, certain minister came in front of him to in the middle of his davening. V'nosen lo shalom. And this general said hello to him. V'lo hichzi lo shalom. And the chassid didn't respond. Didn't say hello. Didn't say hello back. Him timlo asher siyam tefilaso. So the tsar waited until this chassid finished davening. Va'acher siyam tefilaso. And after he finished davening, amar lo, the tsar said to him, Reka, you fool. Va'lo kasa b'sar eschem. Doesn't it say in your Torah, Rak yishar melecho shmon afshecha me'od. You should be very careful by guarding your life. V'chsev, it also says, v'nishmartim olos nafshasechem. You can't do anything that's going to cause you physical bodily harm, basically. You have to watch yourself. And you, what happened? You didn't answer me. Right, so kishenasati lecha shalom, lama lo achzati lishalom. Why don't you return to me? If I would chop your head off with a sword, mi atavoes dam mi yodi. Who was going to say that I did anything wrong? You were basically mowed by machlus. You should have said hello to me, and you didn't. So amr lo. So the chassid said to him, hamtein li, don't cut my head off. Ad sheefayesecha b'dvarim. Let me talk to you first. Let me explain to you my rationale. Amr lo. The chassid said, ilu hayisa omed lifnei melech basar dam. Let's say you, Mr. General, you were standing in front of a king. You're only a general. So let's say you're standing in front of the king, right? Uba chavercha v'nasan lecha shalom. Then your simple friend came along and said hello. Hayisa, would you have been machzir lo? Would you respond to your friend? Lo, lab. Of course not. So the im hayisa machzir lo, and let's say you would be machzir shalom to your friend while you were in the presence of the king. Me hayu osin lecha. What would they do to you? Amalo, he said to him, hayu choskin es roshi v'sayef. They would chop my head off with a sword. So his chassid says, "Amalo, valo, dvarim kavach omer." It's a kavach omer. Uma tasha yisa. You who was standing, if you're standing by the king made of blood and meat, a human king, shayom kanu machom bekever. Today he's here, and tomorrow he's buried. Kach, that's what you would have done. You would not have interrupted. Anisha yisi omer de melech machem lachem akadosh baruch hu. Shuchai v'kayim la'ad yom elamim. Malachas kavu kamel. They shouldn't interrupt. Miyan is pious. So the tsar was nisratze. He understood. Miyan is pious. Also tsar. V'nifter also chassid lebeisul shalom. And he went back to his house in peace. So the Yishai, everyone talks about. Oh, so, fine. How do you put himself in that situation to begin with? What does that mean? Wonderful. But he's still not to put yourself. How did he know that the tsar would be appeased? He knew that he wasn't necessarily in danger because. The derech of the generals is not to chop your head off right away, but just to talk to you first. Usually they put you on trial. They didn't have the authority. They answer up because the bottom line is, how do you put himself in that situation? Right. You have to deal with that. Mishnah says, "Afilu nachash karach al akevo lo yafsek." Even if a snake is wrapped around your ankles, you shouldn't stop from your davening. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, "Lo shana el nachash." That's only when it comes to a snake. Aval akra. Then you have to stop because that's vada that the scorpion is going to bite you and you have to save your life. The snake is not necessarily so, I guess. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks a kasha on this. Let's say you see somebody nafal ligov arayos who falls into a lion's den. Ein meidin al shemes. You cannot testify for certain that he died because it's possible that the lions ate before and they're not hungry now and they're not definitely going to eat you. They're not going to eat you up right now, so you can't testify this because he fell in that the wife can get married. But nachal lechafira malei nechashim veakbarim. Let's say you fell into a snake pit or into a scorpion pit. Me'idin alav shemes. They testify about him that he's dead. The snakes definitely killed him. Well, that's akasha. If the snakes are definitely going to kill you, so why then do you not have to stop? You're saying your shmon esrei if the snake is wrapped around your ankle. You said it's not definite. Here you say it is definite. So Gemara's answer, Shani Hasam. There, the case where you fell into the snake pit. The agav itzamazki, because of the pressure that you put on them, because you fell on top of them, the snake gets agitated and will definitely bite you. But in the case of Bederachal, I guess, they're not definitely there to bite you. I don't know if that's the Matzias or not, but that's what the Gemara is saying.
You can't say one's a poisonous snake or one's a...
I didn't say that.
Would that make more sense?
I don't know. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara is not talking about that. That's because it does, because then you'd be more... It's not Mestaber. It doesn't say anything there. No, I think the situation. I think it's not Mustafa that I'm saying. I think it's still a possibility. If you know that the situation is going to be that you're more likely than not, or that your vada is going to be bit. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the physiology of the rattlesnake. Do they definitely bite every single time they see somebody?
Cobras around your ankle.
A cobra may be a different story. I don't know. I would stop. I would stop. So I don't know what I would do. We can outrun it. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, you're standing and davening, v'rosh shvarim, and you see these oxen, posik, you can stop, because the shore is most likely going to gore you. Tani Rav Oshia, because this is what they learned. Rav Oshia said in a brisa, "Marchikim short time, you distance yourself from a regular short time that does not that has not gored more than three times. Chamishim amah, 50 amos away. Umishor muad, you distance yourself from a shor muad. Kimoleinav, as far as your eye can see, you should run away from. The Tani Mishmei Rav Meir, and a brisa learned in the name of Rav Meir, Reish Torah Bidikula. When you see the head of a shore that's like that's even in a it, that's in a basket." Solikli igror, in other words, even though he's buried eating the fruit of a basket, you should run up to the roof. Ushadei dargem mitutach, and then throw the ladder away so that the shore won't have to climb up. And just get away from that shore. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Hani mili, when do we say this? Is only b'shor shachar. It's only with a black axe. Ubiyomid nisan, and only in the days of Nisan, when I guess it's full of grass, right? Mipnei shasata miraki lo ben karanav. But during this time, the Satan dances amongst its horns, I guess, because it's eating so much that the shore is more dangerous. It's more likely. The Rashash asks a question, I think that's similar to what you're asking, Yossi. The Rashash asks, I think it's a very big question. So you have over here the snake wrapped around your ankle, and he says you don't have to stop davening because it's not necessarily going to bite you. So the Rashash asks, well, when it comes to Pituach Nefesh, we don't say Hochanachar Harov. Right, you don't say, most people won't die from this, so we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos for him. No, but when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, you're not so much on the road. So, here's that sometimes a snake doesn't bite. Well, sometimes it does. Even if it's 5% or 10% of the time, go away, because there's no road when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. Right, we paskin that Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, you're also Mechal Shabbos for. This building falls down on and you maybe they're Jews, maybe they're not Jews, but the non-Jews is a different issue. You go in and you deal with the rubble to get the Jew out because it's something to cook nefesh. So what's going on here? So it's a big kasha, but it leads to a very big discussion about what is the concept of something to cook nefesh. Like, well, what about going in a car? Well, oftentimes there are car accidents. Maybe we shouldn't be going into a car. What about going in an airplane? I mean, if you don't rove times, there's no problem, right? Rove times, there's no problem. But how do we do it if it's a something to cook nefesh? So the Binyan Sion, Yaakov Edlinger, he says it differently. He says, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, when we say Ein Hochid Pikuach Nefesh Acharov, that's if there is a Vadai Sekhanis Pikuach Nefesh situation in front of you. A building fell on somebody. It's just a suffix whether or not the person is there or not, but the situation itself, it creates a Pikuach Nefesh situation. With a snake wrapped around, you can say maybe until the bite comes onto you, you aren't in a Pikuach Nefesh situation yet. I don't know if that's all I will agree with that. But you, at that exact moment, nothing's happened to you yet. You're scared out of your wits because the snake is wrapped around your ankle. And until he actually bites you, there's no venom in them there. So maybe there's no pikuach nefesh over there. That's how the Binyan Sion answers the question. And the Chazon Ish in the Pesukei Tehillim, they go about this. They talk about what about doing autopsies. Someone who dies from a certain disease. And if you do the autopsy and you figure out about the disease, that could save other people. Well, maybe you should be able to do that. The answer is that there may be a chilik as whether or not the sick person is right before you or not. If you say you're going to do the research, and that research will help you down the road, maybe you don't do the autopsy. It's a bigger topic, not enough time here to discuss it. But if there's a sick person, another sick person with the exact same disease standing here, and if you do the autopsy on the person who just passed away, so maybe there's a heter to figure out what's going on in order to save the person right in front of you. If the pikuach nefesh is standing right in front of you, that may make a difference. Maybe. Okay.
Not one of the big three. What issue is
So what's the definition of suffer pikuach nefesh? That's what they're asking. What's the definition? Okay.
How is the definition? What's in your mind? You are scared of whatever.
So I don't know. That's subjective. So I don't know if that's necessarily how you pass in halacha. I don't know if the snake is wrapped around your ankle and you run away even though it's not a garter snake and it's not going to do anything to you. I'll still give you an aliyah. I mean, you interrupted your tefillah, but in the utopian halacha, what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do, that's the discussion. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Echad shahaya arod. You had this type of arod, which is they say it's some sort of snake-like creature. I know the signs of some sort has a beautiful picture of what the arod is. What does he say? Is serpent?
Horse feet of a snake and a toad.
A toad. All right. All right. It's a very dangerous animal. But Hayamazik. Now you can. This story is amazing. Hayamazik esabrios, and it was harming the people. Bo behold lo Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They came and they told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa about this arod. Amar lahem haroi lichoro. Show me his pit. Haroi lichoro. They showed him his pit. He put his ankle on top of the hole. Yotzo nushacho. So the arod came out and bit him. Umes oso arod. And this arod died. So Nitalo Aksefo, they took the arod, put it on, Chanina took the arod, put it on his shoulder. Hevilu Beisim Medrash, he went to the Beisim Medrash to show everybody. Amar lahem, he says to them, Reubeni Banai, see my sons, ain't arod meimis, what kills, ela hachet meimis, it's the sin that kills. That time they said, woe is to the person who gets attacked by the arod, but oile la arod, shapagba Rechina Bedosa, and woe to the arod who gets hit by Rechina Bedosa. So, I don't know what's going over here. Khalid Mendoza knew for sure that the arod would die when it bit him. Otherwise, I mean, he knew that there would be a nace. Ain't something on nace. I don't understand what the story from
it's not a nace.
Why is it not a nace? Because it's natural?
Because you have no others.
So it's natural. Saying it's not nace, it's natural. I don't know. Marsha asked my question. He says, how can he put himself in the sakana? I don't know. So did anyone answer what you're saying? I like your answer, because he's such a tzaddik. So by nature, by it's natural that that sin. So he's impervious. He's impervious to any harm. Because so that's this type of person can go bungee jumping without a cord. If he's impervious to, I mean, how far? I mean, and he's how does he know? How do you know for a fact that you're impervious to harm from the road?
They bring a Gemara in the Dharm.
That says
if you have no sins, you don't die. So.
So how does a person with no sins die? I don't understand that. Okay, that's what Martin Darwin says.
Darwin 41A.
Which folio in the article? Which 1, 2, or 3, or 4? Okay, next. Now the Mishnah is going to continue talking about the places where you additions into the Tefillah of Shemona Esrei. Maskirin Gevuros Geshamim. You say Mashiv Ruach Mori Dagashem or Geshem, which is a shevach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You say that where? B'tchias HaMesim, in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. U'she'ela, and we ask for rain, the same Ta'al Matar, which is a bakasha, we say that in Birchas Hashanim, right, in bracha B'varach Hashanim. U'havdallah, and Atachon Antanu, that we say at Moshe Shabbos, when, and Moshe Yontif, B'chonei Nadas. We say that in the bracha of Chonei Nadas, that's what the Tanakh Kama says. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says Omra, we say the bracha of Atachonotanu, it's its own bracha. Bracha revias bifnei atzmo. After Akel HaKadosh, you say, and before Atachonain, you say the bracha of Atachonotanu, with its own individual bracha, he gets an extra bracha of Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Behoda, you say Atachonotanu in the bracha of Modim. Okay, so the Gemara asks, what's the reasoning why you put these additions in these spots? Maskir and Gvus Hashamim, when we said that, we're Maskir Gvus Hashamim, which again is a Shevach Ben Hodah to Hashem. We say that in Tchias HaMesim, my timer, Amar of Yosef, Mitoch Sheshikula Tchias HaMesim. Rain is like Tchias HaMesim, because it gives life, right? It gives life, grass is dead, it'll revive it. Also it gives life because it allows you to live, because if you rain is what provides sustenance. Afika Chavua Bim Tchias HaMesim. Therefore the bracha is by Tchias HaMesim. Now, when do we ask for rain? When do we ask to have the rain come? She'elah b'birchas Hashanim, in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, which is the bracha for Parnasa. My time, Amar Rav Yosef, mitokshi Parnasa, leviyat chavua b'birchas Parnasa. Rain is what provides Parnasa. Especially in an agrarian society, you need the rain to grow your crop. And today, it's, I guess, more of a metaphor for things that will give us Parnasa. So we say it in the bracha of Parnasa. Havdalah b'chonin hadas. Why do we say Havdalah in the bracha of Atachonin and Chonin hadas? My time, I'm Rav Yosef. Mitoch Sheh, because Abdallah is he Chachma. It's Chachma, so Kavua Bebirchas Chachma. Therefore, we say it in the Bracha of Chachma. You need Chachma. Question: what's the Chachma? Is you need Chachma to be able to discern between Kodesh and Chol in order to understand the concept of difference between Kodesh and Chol. So we put that Bracha in the Bracha of Chachma. Rabban Amri, why? Mitoch Sheh he Chol, Lepika Kavua Bebirchas Chol. No, because Havdalah is the bracha that separates between Kodesh and Chol. We're so talking about Chol right now. Therefore, let's put in the first bracha that's a Chol. What do you mean the first bracha that's a Chol? This is the first bracha that you say on the Yom, you make Chol. on Shabbos, you didn't say this bracha. You don't have to, you don't say this bracha. This is the first bracha of a chol shmonas, right? So we're going to say the bracha that creates the concept of chol. Okay. Amar Rabbi Ami. Now we're going to talk about, we're talking in the bracha of Atachonin, which is Das. Amar Rabbi Ami, Gedola Deya. Deya is, I'm not going to translate it yet. Gedola Deya, Shenitna B'tchilas Bracha Shel Chol. Deya is obviously a great thing because it was the, it's the first bracha. So what's Deya? That was one of Deya's, the Slavim Rebbe in the Siva Shalom, this was a Deya, what's called awareness. It's awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Deya is. It's the first couple of prakim in the Siva Shalom, so the Rebbe talks about what the content of Das is. Das is the ability to understand, that throughout the theme throughout his whole Sefer, is the ability to understand that there's Das, the Das that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is within your life, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is here. And he points out that that is, that that awareness is what's attacked by the Satan most frequently and most often. That awareness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu was intimately involved in your life is the biggest Yetzirah, bigger than a Taiva. He says a Taiva comes about when you don't have that Das, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. So I translate, based on the Rebbe, I translate that Gedol, I guess I am a Chassid, I call him the Rebbe. So that, you can translate that as the, as Deya is awareness. Shenitna b'tchilas bracha shel chol. But Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami says Gedola Deya, awareness is great. Shenitla ben shtei osios, because it's written, the concept of Deya is written between two names of Hashem. Shenemar is what Chana said. Chana says Kikel Deyos Hashem. So Deya is in between two shame of Hashem. Kel on the front and Hashem on the back. Velo nichlo alios. So Deyos is in between two names of Hashem. Like Mara says, mostly Rabbi Ami adds V'chol mi she'ein bo Deya, whoever does not have this awareness, asur is forbidden l'rachem alav. Shenemar, I don't know what that means. Shenemar ki lo ambinosu, it's not a nation of awareness, right? Al kein lo yiruchamenu osei. Therefore, Hashem will not have rachmanos on them. Seems that Hashem doesn't have rachmanos if you're not aware of him. I don't know why that means that we can't have rachmanos on somebody who doesn't have this awareness. Maybe we should teach them about the awareness. Amar Rabbi Lazar, gadol mikdash. The base of mikdash is great. Shenitan ben shtei osios, because it too was mentioned between two shemos of Hashem. Shenemar. Right, which is Raj Yosha, Tivim, Stehebar Nachasacha, Vachos, Pa'alt Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Kon Yodecha. So it's Pa'alta Hashem, comma, Mikdash, comma, Hashem, Kon Yodecha. So it's between two mentions of Hashem's name. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, Kol Adam, every person, Sheyesh Bodeya, who has this awareness, Ki'ilu Nivna Beis HaMidosh B'Yomov. It says, if the Beis HaMidosh was built in his days, how do you know that? Because Deya Nitla Ben Shneyosios, because Deya is written between two Shemos of Hashem, and Mikdash Nitla Ben Shneyosios, it's also written between Deyas of names of Hashem, so therefore there's some correlation between the two. Whoever has awareness, as if the Beis HaMidosh was built in his days, whatever that means. So Maskip La Rav Acha Karchina. So Rav Acha Karchina asked Rabbi Lazar, if now you're telling me that if a concept is written between two Shemos of Hashem, it is a very ma'ula concept, it's a very high, lofty concept, I'll give you another concept that should be lofty. Elameata, Gedola Nakama, revenge should be such a lofty concept. Because it too is Nitna Ben Shtei Osios, it's written between two Osios. Pasuk says, Kel Nikamos Hashem, Kel Nikamos Afia. So Nakama is written between Kel and Hashem. So it's a lofty concept, Nakama. Well, you're really not supposed to take Nakama, we know. So what's going on here? A little Talmudic sarcasm. So Amrale, so Rav Lazar answers him, no, Enochanami, in, B'milsa Mia Gedolihi. Where Nakama is needed, it's a wonderful and it's a lofty idea. The question is, you have to figure out where Nakama is warranted and where it's needed. But wherever it is warranted, Nakama is very important. Behind the Amar Ula, and that's what Ula says, Shtei Nakamos Halalu. It says in the Pasuk, Kel Nakamos Hashem and Kel Nakamos Sophia. So Nakama is written twice. So the two types of Nakama. Amar Ula, Shtei Nakamos Halalu, Lama. Why do I have it twice? Achas Latova V'Achas L'Ra. One, when one is an evil idea, I guess if Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Nakama on the Goyim, it's a good thing. If you take Nakama on your friend, it's a bad thing. That you have to figure out which Nakama is good, right? Achas L'Ra'al, Achas L'Tova, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, by Har Sinai, it says, Hofia, well, not Legabe Har Sinai, it says, Hofia Mehar Paran, that is Hashem. So Hashem says, it says, Vayom Hashem, Mishinai Bav Zerach, Mishinai Lama, Hofia Mehar Paran, Mehatam Yivaz Kodosh, Mimino Eish Das Lamo. So from that Pasuk, we learn, I guess somehow Rashi says that we learn that Hashem was mafkir the moment of a goyim when they did not want to be mekabel the Torah and he gave it to Yisrael. So that's Hofia. So that's Kel Nikamos, Hashem Kel Nikamos Hofia. Okay? That's Lira, Hashem Nikamos Hofia. I'm not sure which one it is. The first Nikama is Nikama from the fact that they didn't take to get to the Torah. And I said the second Nikama is not good. Anyway, there are two Nikamas in here. One is the Nikama Tova, one is the Nikama Lira. I'm not sure which one is which. Rashi says, "Stay in the Kama Shlo Lama Achas Laro Linakim in Akum Shlo Kivus the Torah." That's the good Nakama that he took a Kama from the Goyim that they didn't accept the Torah. The Achas Latova Kidamrinam Vavakam Leparan Ophia Vihivkir Monam Israel and Ophia Gola Vihivkir Shlo Kivus the Torah. So I think that one is the good. He took the Kama on the Goyim for not accepting the Torah. That's good. But taking the Kama for other things, I guess it's not good. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Omer, right? The Mishnah said Rabbi Kiva Omer that we say the bracha of Atachon Tanu. When do we say that? We said its own individual bracha before Atachone. Say it's its own bracha. So Amalei Rav Shemin Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shemin Bar Abba asked Rabbi Yochanan Michte. Let's figure this out. Anche Knesset Gedola Tiknu Hem Yisrael brachas v'tfilos. The Anche Knesset Gedola, they were misaking with the brachas and what the tfilos are, right? Ukdushos, they made Makadish the Kiddush on Shabbos Yantov, the Havdalos and the Havdalah. See from here that it seems over here that. Maybe you can say Kiddush Adol is only the Rabbanon. Machlok is about whether it's a rice or the Rabbanon. So next, Heichan Tikkun. So let's go back to the videotape and check where they made the Takana. Where did they put the bracha of Atachonim? What do we have a machlokas about this? Right? So Amalei, so Rav Yochanan says, no, we have a machlokas. We have a machlokas on it because there were various stages of the Takana. And we got confused at this stage where the bracha is. But Tchila, originally, the Anche Knesset Agdola, Kavu b'tfila. They made the takana that you should say havdala in the tefila, because they bring down because when they came, Rashi says, "Kishalu min hagola hayu dechukim." When they came back from the galus, they were poor. It was difficult for them to obtain wine. So make the havdala just in the tefila, right? Heashiru, they became more wealthy. Kavu alakos. So then they said, "Don't say it in the tefila. Make havdala on the wine after you daven." He'enu, they again returned to being poor. Chazu v'kavu b'tefila, they returned and they put it back in the tefila. But at that point in time, no one was saying it in the tefila. So where did they put it back in? So that becomes machlokas. Where did it go? Where did it go back in? So heim amru, and they also said when they put it back in the tefila, heim amru, well hamavdu b'tefila tzorch shi'adu l'kos. The third time when they put it back in the tefila, it didn't uproot the fact about the coast. They said now that we had the tefila, we had the coast already, leave by the coast. You have to make Abdullah during davening, and you also have to make Abdullah ala coast. Right? We always say that in order to do malacha, you have to say Abdullah, but you can't eat until you make Abdullah ala coast. That's a separate shir also. But what's why? 1 and 2. Right. Well, I guess I did. If you have the opportunity, if you buy the wine, you should also in that situation make sure you're on the coast. They didn't uproot the takana. If you don't have, and your own is, well, then you don't do it. I mean, that's if you don't have wine now, you don't do it either. You don't beer, you do something else. So Itmar Nami, we have a brisa that says similar. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Anche Knesset Gedola, same lashon, Anche Knesset Gedola, Tiknu Lehem Yisrael brachos tefilas dushas avdalos, b'tchila kavu b'tfila, he'ashiru kavu al hakos, chazu v'henu kavu b'tfila, v'heim amru hamaldi b'tfila tzor shi'avdu l'kos. Still should make it on the coast if you have the means. Itmar Nami, learned also in the base medrash, Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amri Tavayo, they both said, excuse me, Hamadia b'tfila, someone makes Abdullah during the tefila, tzor shi'avdu l'kos. You still have to make Abdullah al-hakos. Amar Rabba, the gear says Rabba, umosvinan ashmaitin. And we asked on this Shmua, right? It says in the Braisa, ta'a below his person makes a mistake, and during the time he's supposed to say Mashiach Ruach Gashem, he does not. So ta'a below his gerus ha'gashom, b'tchias ha'meisim, or the she'ela b'birch ha'shanim, or he forgot, and he did not say the same talamat l'bracha in b'birch ha'shanim, machzirin also, make him repeat. He's got to go back and daven again. V'ilu havdalah b'chonin hadas, if he forgot to say havdalah in atachonin, emachzirin also, we do not have him return. Why? Mipnei sheyachol l'omer ala kos. Because he's allowed to say it on the coast. So the lesson of yachol is not mashma that you have to. It's that you have the opportunity, you can say it on the coast. Therefore, if you forget it in Shmona Esrei, don't worry, say it on the coast. But it doesn't seem to indicate there's a chiv to say it on the coast afterwards. Right, Rashi says, second, five lines at the bottom, Mipnei sheyachol mashma, the mashmas is, im yirtze shalol yachzor lehispalel. If you want to not go back in davening, so then, say it on the coast. Ha'im amr b'tfila, mashma, that if you did say it during davening, ain't sarach la'omra on the coast. You would not have to say it on the coast. So that's a kasha on what we just said now, that if you say it in tfila, you have to say it al ha'kos. So the Gemara says, lo tame mipnei sheyachol omra al kos. So just change, amend the text. Don't say that means it because you can say it on the coast if you want to. Ela ema mipnesha on the coast, because you will say it on the coast. That's why you don't have to repeat it. You don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei to forget, and that's what we pass on the Maisa. If you say Atachon, if you forget to say Atachon Tano, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei because you can say Havdalah ala kos. Albeit, until that you do say Havdalah, you cannot do Malacha because you haven't made Havdalah yet. Itmar Nami, we also salute to the base medrash. Amar Rabbi Yamin Bar Yafas, Shal Rav Yosef Rav Yochanan in Sidon. Rav Yosef asked Rav Yochanan in Sidon. Well, Amar Mila, and some say Rav Shimon Yaakov de Minsuras Rav Yochanan. Rav Shimon Yaakov from Tsur asked Rav Yochanan. Va'ani Shamas. And I, but Rabbi Yamin Bar Yafas says, I was there. So if he was there, Hakim doesn't know who said it. But he says, I was there. Hamadio b'tfila, someone who makes Havdalah during tfila, Tzorach Shayadil Alakos. Oh, wait, he asked. I'm sorry, he asked the question. Hamadi b'tfila, Tzorach Shayadil Alakos, Olo. Does he have to, if you say Havdalah during davening, do you have to repeat Havdalah Alakos as well? But Amrlein, Rabbi Yochanan responded, Tzorach Shayadil Alakos, you must say Havdalah Alakos as well. The whole machlokes, let me just mention that, there's a machlokes between Rav Rishonim and the Rambam as to whether or not Havdalah itself is Deoraisa. Kiddush we say is Deoraisa, Kiddush is Deoraisa. Kiddush al wine, it's a machlokes whether that's Deoraisa or not. Most hold that it's not. It's there's a parish, the parish on the, but is Rashi on Nazir, which isn't really Rashi, seems to indicate that Evil al Yayin is Deoraisa. When it comes to Havdalah, most, let's say Gruba the Ruba of the Rishonim hold that it's not Deoraisa. The Rambam holds that Havdalah is Deoraisa. The idea of Kiddush and Havdalah is separating Shabbos from the Chol. So you have to separate Shabbos from the Yom Chol at the beginning and separate Shabbos from Yom Chol at the end. So you have Kiddush and Havdalah as being the Deoraisa going to the Rambam. Again, most say it's the Rabbanan. Ibai Luhu, about the other way around. Hamavdil alakol. Say a guy comes home, didn't daven Marav yet. Everyone's pressuring him, so he says Havdalah alakol before he daven Marav. Does he now, when he says he davens Marav, does he now have to say Havdalah in Marav? Some of Nachum Yitzchak and Nachum Yitzchak responded, it's a kavachomer mitzvila. It's a kavachomer from if you said it in tzvila, you have to say it on the coast. Umat tzvila the ikur takanti. The saying Havdalah, the ikur takana was to say it in tzvila. That's the assumption, because that was, I guess, that takana achrona was that everyone has to do it in tzvila. And Amri hamad mitzvila tzorach shad the coast. And nevertheless, there, if you say Havdalah in tzvila, you must say it on the coast. So Hamadi on the coast, if you do Havdalah only on the coast, which is secondary, which is, I guess, the secondary Havdalah, right? So Hamadi on the coast, the lav ikur takanti, that's not the ikur takana, but coast again, that you should go back and actually do the ikur takana. So if you daven, if you say Havdalah before you daven Marv, you should have to say Atachon Tanu in your Marv.
Yeah,
would you have to repeat Shmona Esrei?
Yeah,
no, I would. I don't know. My guess would be no, because you already said it. You already took care of it. But what you're supposed to do is still say Atokon Tanu in your tefillah.
Right.
Okay. Tani Rav Chia Acha Aricha. So he's long. He's tall. Tani Rav Chia Acha Aricha. Chamei Rav Chinna. He said in front of Rav Chinna. Hamavdil b'tefillah. Someone who says Havdalah during his davening. Mishubach Yosef and Misha Yavdil Alakos. He gets more praise than one who says Havdalah ala kos. Right away, you see there's a problem over here, because that seems to be saying they give a choice, one or the other, and it's better to say it in tefillah than ala kos. Right? The im hivdil bazo bazo, and if he makes Havdalah by both, yenuchul brachos harosho. Then he has the brachos, he has many brachos will land on his head. Mar says, hagufa kasha, there's an inherent inconsistency in this brisa. Amar, he said at the beginning of the brisa, amad b'tilim mishubach yosef mimisha yavdil akos, that the person who says Havdalah during davening is mishubach yosef than the one who says it just on the coast. So alma, tefillah l'chudasagi. Mashmah here that saying Havdalah on tefillah is sufficient, is enough. B'hadar, Tani, and then you said, im hivdil bazu bazu yenuchul brachos harosho. But if you say them both, you get lots of brachos, you get lots of shevach. So, but his verse says, but if the first part of the brisa says that you only need to say it during only one, you only need to say it during the bracha, during the davening. So, keva the nafik le bichada. Once you were yotze by say your chiv of Havdalah in atachonein, ipater, you're putter, you're done, right? V'have bracha in a tricha, and then the second Havdalah will become a bracha in a tricha. Again, the assumption is that you only need to say it once, and you say it that one time. Then what are you doing saying it again? It's a bracha in a tricha. A brachah in tzricha is a machlokes shonim. Also, most hold brachah in tzricha. Just saying a brachah in tzricha is an issue in and of itself. The Rambam holds that if you say a brachah in tzricha, that's a deoraisa. Will teach the Shem Hashem l'shav. that you're not taking Hashem's name in vain in the Bracha Sheinu Tzricha. The Chayadim can't fathom that concept, but the Rambam says that it's Bracha Sheinu Tzricha is saying Shem Hashem. So it's a problem. According to you just said that Amad B'Tfilah is Meshubach Yoser, which means that that's the only time you have to say it. So when are you going ahead and saying Tfilah again? When are you saying it again? So the Gemara says, the Amar, and let's continue with the question, the Amar Rav, Itim Reish Lakish, Dami Tarvayu, Kolom Avarach, Brochin Tzricha, Over Mishu Motisa, which is where the Rambam gets it from. He takes it very literally. So the Gemara says, El Eimahach, you know, this is what you have to do. Im Hivdil Bazu, below Hivdil Bazu, Yanucho Brochos Arosho. If you made the Havdalah similar just in the Tfilah, but you didn't make it in regular Alakos, Yanucho Brochos Arosho, you still get some Brochos. But you see from here, I guess over here, this Bryce is going against what we hold. This Bryce seems to be indicating that even if you only made Bracha in Havdalah, in Tfilah, that's sufficient. You don't have to say Bracha again. But just an interesting Halacha question from Vavaja. We just said, according to the Rambam, we said that if you say it takes this Bracha literally, this more literally, that if you make a Bracha in Tzricha, it's Lotisa. It's a Dorais Lotisa. So Vavaja has a question. Misha Achol Basar, someone whom ate meat, Vacha Al Pidin, Sarach Lisho Shei Shos. He has to wait 6 hours, or whatever your minhag is. In order to have milchiks, after 1 hour passed, shachach levirach malchik cholav. He took a piece of chocolate, made a bracha of shakal. Right. What's he supposed to do? Ha'im rashayhu litom kosher kedush lukiy bracha batala. Can he eat, taste a little bit of chocolate in order that it won't be a bracha batala? So you would say, oh, just say bracha shen kavod and be done with it. You don't have to worry about it. But Rav Avadya says, based on that Rambam, that you have a big problem. That maybe making a bracha levatala is a deraisa violation of Lotisa Hashem L'Shav L'Shav. Waiting more than waiting hours is a minhag. Minhag of an hour, minhag of 3 hours, minhag into the six. That's a minhag. So you're going to violate the minhag for the possibility of violating the deraisa. So Ravaja says, take a little bite. Take a bite of the shav. Doesn't mean you're milchiks now. Doesn't mean now you can sit down and have a cheesecake. You just had to take your bite and be done with it, says Ravaja. But it seems to how far that Rambam Shita goes into Ravaja's thinking. Okay. Voimine Rav Chizda Rav Sheshes. Rav Chizda asked Rav Sheshes. Tau bezu. You didn't say it in davening. U bezu. And you didn't say it on the coast. And then you forgot davening. You forgot Abdullah davening. And then you had your Malav Malk and you ate. So what are you supposed to do? Mahu, what's the din? So do you have to... Do you just make Abdullah al coast? Or do you have to say go back and say it in davening as well? You definitely have to say it on the coast. You have to say go back and say it in davening as well. So Amrlei Tov Bezu Ubezu Chozer LaRosh. You make a mistake in this and in that. You go back to the beginning. You go back to the beginning and you have to say it on both. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a knas. Rabbeinu Yonah says he brings the svara, but he says Umaskana the Chozer Umispalel the Kansinalei. It's a knas to him b'pnei she'tov b'shnayim, because these guys are double fool. He made the mistake twice. But if you don't have wine, then he can make it on sheikh and other things. But he says it's a knas, and you have to say both. So Amalei Rabbeinu L'Rava, Rabbeinu says to Rava, Hilchus Amai. What's the halacha? Halacha L'Mai, so we saw different prices, whether you have to say it in both, say it in one. It says Hilchus Amai, Amalei, Ki Kiddush. Havdalah is like Kiddush. And here is also where Rambam may get his idea of the Havdalah being deraisa also. And he says that Ki Kiddush, it's Havdalah like Kiddush. Kiddush Apagad M'kash B'Tzlosa, even though we make Kiddush during davening, we say Kiddush during davening on Ma'ariv, right in the middle of Bracha, we say Kiddush Hayom, Mekadosh Akasa. You still have to make Kiddush on the coast. Af Havdalah Namis, Havdalah so too. Af Agav, the Madil Mitzlosa, even though you make Havdalah during Tefillah, Madil Akasa. You also have to make Havdalah al Hakos. Just for those who are interested, Salvechik has a whole shiur, and the shiur of Zeich Lavramor, discusses the differences in Kiddush and Havdalah, and he brings down this Gemara, and plays a big role in that shiur. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, where do we say the Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos? He says we say Behodah. You say in the Bracha of Modim, not like the Chachamim who said you say in the Chonin Das. Rabbi Zera, Havi Rachav Chamara, Rabbi Zera is riding on his donkey, Havi Kashakel V'Azil, Rabbi Chir Bar Avim Basrei, and Rabbi Chir Bar Avim, it was following him, right? Amrlei, so Rabbi Zera says to Rabbi Rabin, Badai Damrisu Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Is it really true what was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer, that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that we say Havdalah in Modim, V'yon Tov Shechal Liyos Acha Shabbos. And if Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, we would say Atachon in Modim. Is it really true that Rabbi Yochanan said that? So the Gemara says, Amrlei in. The Gemara says, yeah, that's what it is. So he says, halacha michlal de pligi. But when someone says halacha like A, that's mashma that B argues on it. By saying halacha is like so-and-so, that means that someone didn't hold like him. So was there really a machlokas in this matter? He says, yes. So Mar says, below pligi, was there no machlokas? But Pligi Rabbanon, the Rabbanon in our Mishnah argue. They said he say Havdalah in Atachonet. He says say in Brachas Adah. Rosh says, no. Amar, the Pligi Rabbanon Mishnah Moshashana. Made the Rabbanon only argue during the rest of the year when you go from Shabbos to Chol. However, who says they argue in this situation we're talking about where Yonta falls out on Sunday? Who says they argue in this situation? So we're saying, okay, wait a second. But Pligi Rabbi Kiva argues also. Rabbi Kiva says you say it's its own bracha, its own independent bracha. The Gemara says, wait, you can't say the halacha. Why would you have to say the halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva? We never pass like Rabbi Kiva in this situation. Why not? Atu kolosh shana kula miyavdin like Rabbi Kiva. Do we hold like Rabbi Kiva throughout the whole year? The hashan neku v'nevi kiva say. So only here we would hold like him. I don't say Rabbi Lazar also. The whole year we hold like Rabbanan to put it in the matzah and now when you have to fold it on Shabbos. I'm not sure what the question is. He says, "Kol shana kula, my time alone, dinik Rabbi Kiva. The whole year, why don't we hold like Rabbi Kiva? Because Tam Yisrei Tokun Tricer Lotokun, because it's supposed to be 18 brachas, not 19 brachas, or 19 brachas, and not 20 brachas, because we say 19 nowadays. So Hakanami Shav Tokun. So too, our Moshe Shabbos that falls out on Yontif, Shav Tokun. There's 7 brachas, Tam Nei Lotokun, but they're not 8 brachas, because if you say the Atachon, if they have the Atachon Tano, it's own bracha, becomes an extra bracha. So the Gemara now says, You see here that there is no machloka. So why are you saying halacha like so and so? So Gemara says Amarle. He answered lab halacha itmar elam matin itmar. Didn't say the halacha is like so and so elam matin itmar. We sort of lean like them. That we sort of tell people that this is we tell people quietly that this is the halacha. The itmar. We have a brisa. It was said. They stand up. Not itmar. Not a brisa. We send the base writers. Rabbi Yiskam Ravdidi Amar Mishum Rabbeinu. Halacha, Rabbi Lezer, that Moshe Shabbos Chal Yos B'Yontif, you say Havdalah in Modim. But Amri La, and some say Matin, we just tell people, but we don't say, you just tell the individual, we don't announce it. I don't know why. Rabbi Yochan Amar Modim. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Nirin. Rabbi Yochan uses the word Modim, that we say it in Hodah, and Rabbi Chia says Nirin. It seems that that's the way of, that's the right way to do it in Modim, but there's no, not for sure. I'm not exactly sure what the Lundus is, why. You would change where you would put the bracha. Why would you change on Moshe Shabbos? Regular Shabbos, you put an atachonin. But on Moshe Shabbos, Yom Tov Shabbos, you would change it into modem. I don't know what the reason is why you would switch it around. Amar Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says, "Nikot d'Rav Chiya bar Abba biyadcha." Take the words of Rav Chiya bar Abba who said nirin. The dayik v'gamar. I guess means to take that. The dayik v'gamar shmaita b'chumah demar shapir. Because he knows he was very careful on what his Rebbe said. Rachava de Pupudisa, similar to Rachava de Pupudisa, who knew exactly what his Rebbe said, was always able to repeat what his Rebbe said. The Amar Rachava, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Harabayis Stav Kafel Haya, Vayis Tav Lifnim Mistav. That there was a double bench, two benches in Harabayis, that they were surrounded them. Even though the Mishnah calls it an Itztaba, he calls it a Stav, because that's what his Rebbe said, the full of Stav. But meaning here, he says, take what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, because he said Nirin as opposed to Halacha, because Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is very careful to know what his Rebbe said. Amar Rav Yosef, Ana lo hayad. I don't hear from this Shita or that Shita, whether it's Halacha or Nirin, say it in the Modim, don't say it in the Modim. No, I say it's differently. Ella, I know from Rabbi Shmuel Yadan. I know the Halacha from Rabbi Shmuel. The Sakinolan Marginisa Bibavel. They made a takana to say this beautiful tefillah in Bavel. They made a special takana that you say in Havdalah, Mochi Shabbos, Shechal Yos B'Yontiv, to say the following. It's what we say. And you say it in Atachonin. Batodin Hashem Elokeinu Es Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Hashem should teach us his mishpatim. Betulam Dein Lasos B'Kei Wetzinecha. Teach us to do his chukim and what he wants us to do. B'tan Chlein Es Mani Sosim Chagin Dava. And he inherited to us these days of happiness and these holidays. Retorishin Kedusha Shabbos, Kavod Moed, and he also inherited, bequeathed to us the Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha of Moed, the Chagigas Aregel, and celebrating on the Yontif, the Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yontif Yudalta. He made a separation between the Kedusha of Shabbos and Kedusha of Yontif. There's a difference between the Kedusha of Shabbos and Kedusha of Yontif. Right, Shabbos is Kadosh Me'elev, Yontif is Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Salvechik in the same shir says the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is who's visiting whom. Who's visiting whom? Right, so on Shabbos, Hashem is—it's already there. So it's Hashem visiting us, and Yontif is us going. It's us going to Hashem. Yes, Nafkamina is Lagabe Avelus, right? Bein Kedusha Shabbos Yontif Dalta. That's Yom Hashvi Mishesh Mei Masik Dash. Yontif Dalta Dash Am Chesav Kedusha Secha, and then you make the bracha. So that's what we do. We say Vatodienu in Atachonim. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah now is going to be talking about Hilchos Tefillah, and says certain things that you're not allowed to say during davening. So Haomer, someone who says during his Tefillah. Al kain sipur yagiyu rachamecha. So first it basically says, Rashi says, Anashim shayu marim atzvam kimit kavnim lahami pulosh tachnunim. They really wanted to have lots of rachams. They wanted to say the special tefillahs, and they would say, Rachum achanatal al kain sipur. Hashem, you are so rachum. You have so much mercy on the tzipor, the same type of mercy that you have on the bird, that you tell us that if we need the eggs and we want it, and we come across it and we don't chase after it, we come across it, you should chase away the mother first. That type of rachmi should happen to us as well. If the person says that, we silence him basically. Alatov, where God says Alatov, Alatov Yizachar Shemecha, for the good we should praise you, and or he says modim twice. So we silence him. You're not allowed to say this. Mar says why? Let's figure out why. So Bishlama, it makes sense. Modim, modim, mishtakim lo. We silence him. Sounds like saying thank you to two masters. Well, say thank you. What are you saying thank you for? Just thank you to Hashem. That's it. Al tov yizachar shemecha nami. I understand why the person who says that we should mention Hashem's name when he does good, we should also silence him, because mashma al latova, it's mashma only for the good we thank him. Below al hara, not for the evil, but that can't be, because we'll see in a few weeks. Utnan, the Mishnah says on Nundalid, Chayav Adam Lavarach al hara, Kshem Shemarach al tova. You have to make a bracha on evil tidings, this and bad tidings, the same way you make a bracha on good tidings. Say the bracha what's the bracha? Dianemus. Right, bracha Dianemus. Rachamecha, my time is. What's the reason why you can't say, you saw this, the guy who says that just like you have rachamim on the king, see, before you said rachamim on me. So the Gemara says, "Pligi b'atrei morim b'maravah." The reason is a machlokas between two Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. Between Rabbi Yossi bar Avin and Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida, I don't know which one said which. Chad Amar b'pnei shematal kin b'maisa brachus. One says, "No, ino chanami. There is rachmanis on the bird, but you can't say that because you're going to put kina in the rest of the creation. So you say, Hashem only has rachmanis on the bird; doesn't have rachmanis on the lions or the tigers or the bears. So you can't say that." The Chad Amar b'pnei she'osem midosav shekodesh baruch rachmim. Right? He says, no, because if you say that you should have rachman also, you have rachman the birds, it seems to show that you're saying that there's a svara behind all the mitzvahs, other than the fact that the reason why we do mitzvahs is because Hashem told us to do mitzvahs. That's the reason why we're supposed to do it. Fine. That'll be my close. Whether the question is whether or not the reason behind Shliach HaKeid is Rachmanis on the birds. The Ramban says it's not necessarily Rachmanis on the birds, but it's to impress upon you to have Rachmanis. In other words, you should have Rachmanis on the birds, and you should teach you the Midah of Rachmanis as well. Okay. Ahu Denachis Kameid, the people who went to be a Shliach Tzibur, right, he went down to be the Shliach Tzibur in front of Rabbah. You always go down to be Shliach Tzibur because you always daven Mimam HaKim, you always be lower level. The Amar, and he says in his tefillah, Atach Hastal Kain Tzibur, you had Rachamim on the Kain Tzibur, so too, Atach Chus V'Racham Alein, you have Rachamim on us. So Amar Rabbah says, Kama Yad Ha'ai Tzibur B'Lei Rotzulim Arei. How wonderful, how much does this person know how to daven for Hashem? So Abaye says, that's ridiculous. Amar Lei, V'Hamash Ha'akim HaSotanan. You tell me you're praising him? The Mishnah says you have to shut him up. So what's going on? So Rabbi Nami, Rabbi knew also, he was just testing a body. Okay, done. Halhu, the Nachis Kameid Rabbi Chaninas. You had this other individual who went down to Davin, his Mishli of Tzibor, in front of... Let's just do it one second. Before I go down, I have time, I'll read Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona says... He says, Al-Kain Tzibor, Yigur Rachamecha, he says, B'Gemara Refarish Bo'Trei Tamei. There are two reasons the Gemara says. One is because you matel kin of Maisa Bereshis, and the other one is...
They're assigning
the reasons. What do they want to say here? Oh no, I wrote here Ramban. I said the Ramban already. The Ramban says that the reason is not necessarily that it's Rachmanis on the bird, is to instill upon you the midah of Rachmim. Okay. So who did Nachas Kameid Rechnina of Amar, and he says in his tefillah, Hakel. He says Hakel Hagadol Gibor VaNora, and he goes on. VaAdir VaIzuz VaYiru VaChazak VaAmitz VaVada VaNichbar. He says all these praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Himtim Lo Rechnina waited until this guy finished. Adesayim. He finished his tefillah. Kisayim. And when he finished, Amar Lei, Rav Chanina says to him, sarcastically, Sayam fil kul shichid demarach, have you completed saying all those praises of your master? Well, keep going. How can you stop? So he says, Lamali kul hai, why do you have to be marach so much? Anan hani klas amrinan. We say three praises when it comes to someone asking me. What do we say? We say, Gadol, Gibor, Vanora, Kel Elyon. That's it. We say those three. We don't go more. Why don't we go more? Because Elav, the Rino, Moshe Rabbeinu Baraisa, had Moshe Rabbeinu not said it in the Torah. But Asu Anche Knesset Gdol, the Tefillah B'Tefillah, and the Anche Knesset Gdol had made a takara that this is what should be said in the davening. Lo Havinu Yechol Lameimar Lehu. We won't be able to say anything. Because it's it must be Atat Amata Kule Hai Bazalta, and you only say this. Once you start, you can't stop. You can't, you're praising Hashem. We say these three because this is what the takara, the Anche Knesset Gdol told us to say. So we're okay with that. But once you start going on, how can you stop? Mushal a melech basar v'dam. I'll give you a mushal to a human king. Shahayu elef alfei dinar zav. He had tens of thousands of gold coins. Vayu makasim also bedinei kesef. And everyone would come back and say, this king is so wonderful. He has so many talents of silver. What are you doing? The guy's got gold, right? Vayu makasim also b'shal kesef. Valo ganayu lo. That's a ganay to the king. You gotta praise the praise him with the best. So if you can't praise him with everything, don't praise him at all. The Rabbeinu Yonah and Pasul Lach Lamaisa, that is only when it comes to the tefillah. But if you're going to be saying, other things, like you say Tachanunim, you say Tachlin, and we say all these other things of that Hashem. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, when you say these other things where it's permissible to praise Hashem, it's just use Tzukim. You took him, and a lot of the kino, the slichos, and the kinos, and the piyutim are based on these psukim. Okay, let's just do a little quickly. But Amr Bechnina, Bechnina says, Hakol b'dei shemayim. Just continuing in what Bechnina said, Hakol b'dei shemayim. Everything's in the hands of heaven. Chutz meir shemayim, except for the fear of heaven. Right? Shenema, the pasuk says, Vata Yisrael, Ma'ashem Mekecha, Shalom Eimcha, Ki Imu Yiras Hashem Mekecha, Lechem Kol Rachav. Hashem just says to Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, what does Hashem want for you? Just to fear. That's something Hashem wants for you to do. It's not in Hashem's hands. The Gemara says, basically says, Mahashem, what little small thing does Hashem want for you? So Atu Yerushalayim Milchut Zuzwasahi, is Yerushalayim such a small thing? Va'amar Rabkinin Mishum Rabichim Ben Yochai, he says, Ein Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Veiz Gnozav El Otish Yerushalayim. It's in his treasure house is Yerushalayim. It's a big thing in Yerushalayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that's this little thing. Shenemar, Yerush Hashem Yitzaro. He, so Moshe says, in the Gabi Moshe Milchut Zuzwasahi, the Gabi Moshe, it was a small thing, it was an easy thing. So marshal for a person who they requested from him a large kli, v'yeshlo, and he has it. It's not a big deal for him to give a kli, to give the big kli. He's the wealthy guy. It's not a big deal for him to lend him out. But ainlo domala kli gadol. If he doesn't have it, if he doesn't have this, but katan, if you ask somebody for a small kli and he doesn't even have a small kli, he views it as a big kli. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, again, there's a lot to talk about Yerushalayim, but for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a small thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a small thing, so why is he asking you? It was small for him, not small for everybody else. So you have to deal with that. Okay, stop here. Everyone enjoy your day. Yeah.